As the Fed tries to battle inflation, the cost of borrowing money has gotten very expensive. Case in point, in recent weeks, interest rates on a 30-year mortgage hit an average of 7%. That has thrown a bucket of cold water on the U.S. housing market, which up until a few months ago was on fire. And one of the hottest markets of all was right here in Phoenix, where realtor Sarah Sakalowski recently unlocked the front door to one of her new listings.
All right, so this home was built in 1969. It's just over 2,000 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
It's a well-kept single story.
We have the kitchen here and the breakfast room.
In the backyard, there's a covered patio and a gate that leads to a crystal clear swimming pool.
This property has so much to offer.
Yeah, it's really nice. And it's on the market for?
$625,000.
That number will probably come down. The Phoenix market has seen prices drop about 10% in recent months. New sales have fallen by half since March. Bidding wars, well, those days are long gone. I asked Sakalowski how long she thinks this house will be on the market.
That's an interesting question. I'm expecting it's going to take a couple months. However, we could get an offer tomorrow and be under contract because this area is highly sought after and there's not an awful lot of inventory here that's flooding the market.
I heard you take that big, deep breath. An indicator of how things have changed. Let's say this house was for sale a couple of months ago at the height of the market. What would the activity have been like?
Yeah, I mean, if this was 6 or so months ago, we probably would have had multiple offers and the seller would have been deciding on an offer that was somewhere between $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 over list price.
And when you say multiple offers, in some cases it was a lot of offers, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Some homes maybe got only 5 offers and there were places that were getting close to 100. I mean, it got insane.
How much is this slowdown about interest rates? I mean, a year ago, you could get a loan, a 30-year loan for under 3%. Is it the interest rates that's putting the brakes on everything?
Oh, absolutely. When the headlines catch on to something like that, and that's all buyers are hearing, is interest rates have gone up, housing affordability has gone down, there's a bubble coming, it's not a good time to buy, then they all get scared and back off.
Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've had one showing on this property in a week. My other listing in Glendale over by the Cardinal Stadium that's getting the Super Bowl next year has had one showing so far in 2 weeks.
Crickets.
Yeah, crickets.
There's just less people buying right now because they can't.
Mike Tizzano is a Phoenix area loan officer who says his business has dropped 45% this year. And here's why. Let's say you fell in love with that $625,000 ranch house in Phoenix and took out a traditional loan to finance it. Well, at 7% interest, your monthly payment will be $1,100 higher than it would have been in March.
When you get your kind of youthful first-time buyer that really doesn't know much about the process at all, they're kind of sometimes shell-shocked when they see the payment.
The good news? For the first time in a long time, buyers have leverage. They're getting cash concessions from sellers to help close the deal, and in some cases, that money can help buy down the interest rate. Inflation is also starting to inch down, and that's good news too, because when inflation falls, so do mortgage rates. That's why realtor Sarah Sakalowski is optimistic. But back at her listing in Phoenix, there is an elephant taking up an awful lot of space in that empty 3-bedroom house. We're in one of the traditionally hottest housing markets in the country. Anyone who lived here a couple of years ago, a decade ago, knows how awful the Great Recession was. Do you see any signs that we're going that way again?
Zero. We don't have the inventory of homes that we did back then. And then we don't have the risky loans. Most people have equity in their homes now. They didn't back then. Home builders were building way too many homes back then. Now they're afraid to, right? We don't have that situation now.
I'm thinking back as this market swelled over the last couple of years, investors came in with cash, bought up a lot of properties, helped raise the price of housing quite a bit. What are you seeing now? How are investors affecting this market?
Less now, although some of them are helping the prices to fall because they're having to now sell homes that they purchased. I'm talking about iBuyers.
For instance, Redfin's dumping a ton of its inventory in the Phoenix area.
Mm-hmm. Opendoor, they're taking losses. They're having to sell the homes for less than what they purchased them for. And so that's just flooding the market a little bit too. But I'm not terribly concerned about it. I think the inventory will get eaten up very quickly once these rates go down, or once buyers realize that there's so much that they can do in this market right now if they don't wait. If the roof is shot, well, guess what? 6-9 months ago, you weren't getting a new roof from a seller. Now you can negotiate those things.
I don't know. I'm hearing you say all this, and you real estate agents have a tough job. I mean, you're up, you're down, I couldn't take it.
You know, it's funny because I got into real estate 12 years ago in 2010 and got asked by many agents who had been agents for a long time, why are you doing this? And I said, because now is when I need a new career. I was in residential construction and concrete. I had to find something else. And I thought, well, if I can sell real estate in a tough market, I can sell it in any market. You know, there's opportunities in every market. You just have to look at your own portfolio and see if it makes sense for you.
But for many would-be buyers, it just doesn't make sense, which is kind of the point, because the Fed made borrowing more expensive to cool down an overheated economy.